We have three scriptures that we'll share this morning. Listen to the word of the Lord from Isaiah chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. From John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with the God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." And from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. "It is necessary to boast. Nothing is to be gained by it, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a person in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. God knows. And I know that such a person, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard things that are not to be told, that no mortal is permitted to repeat. On behalf of such a one, I will boast, but on my own behalf will not boast, except of my weaknesses. But if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think better of me than what is seen in me or heard from me, even considering the exceptional character of the revelations. Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. Three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me, but he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. So ends the reading. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, we continue our Advent theme using the four names of Christ, which are found in Isaiah 9. And this is a reading which focuses on those four names, to meditate upon the names of the Savior. Feel the wonder, refuse to let it die. Take God's healing and listen for his guidance. His name is Wonderful Counselor. Kneel at his throne. There is no greater power on earth than his. His name is Mighty God. Trust a perfect parent without human failings. His name is Everlasting Father. Peace flows from his soul to yours. His name is Prince of Peace. Well, last week, Kurt spoke to us about Jesus as Wonderful Counselor. And today we're looking at and pondering that Jesus is Mighty God. And of course, there are lots of scriptures that speak about God's might and God's power. And so here are just a few from the Psalms, from Psalm 24. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Psalm 89, who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are might, and your faithfulness surrounds you. From Psalm 106, who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord, or fully declare his praise? And then last, from Psalm 147, great is our Lord, and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. So many of you are familiar with Max Lucado's writings, and he wrote a bit about God's power and might, particularly as seen in creating the world. And he said, with one decision, history began. Existence became measurable. Out of nothing came light. Out of light came day. Then came sky and earth. And on this earth, a mighty hand went to work. Canyons were carved, oceans were dug, mountains erupted out of flatlands, stars were flung, and a universe sparkled. Look to the canyons to see the Creator's splendor. Touch the flowers and see his delicacy. Listen to the thunder and hear his power. And I sing the mighty power of God, which is an appropriate hymn for this topic today, is really one of the great hymns of the church, and it's a great illustration of the greatness of God.
I sing the mighty, mighty power of God that makes the mountains rise, that spreads the flowing seas abroad and build the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that fills the earth with food. He formed the creatures. creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. Or clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. While all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care, and everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there. Amen.
So it's such a great hymn about God's might. And God's power. And as we think about God's might, I think it's even more astounding to contemplate Christmas and the incarnation, that our Almighty God, who created the world, chose to become human, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And I know many of us are familiar with the song, Mary, Did You Know? Which the lyrics are so good about reminding us that born as a baby, Jesus was Almighty God.
Baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? Kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God.
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Your baby boy will one day rule the nation.
Did you know?
Did you know that your baby boy is here?
heaven's perfect land, the sleeping child you're holding
is the great I am.
Yeah.
Mary, did you know
even if we were to look at just those few verses from Psalms and the words to I sing the mighty power of God and the words to Mary, did you know, we would have some glimpse of the mighty acts of God, creating, healing, saving, redeeming, goodness, love, understanding, faithfulness, strength, and glory. And one of the continuing lessons of my life is to learn to lean on that might of God. And if you are anything like me, there are plenty of temptations each day to forget God's might and to try to lean on my own power and my own understanding and to be anxious. I can invent things to worry about, as Kurt will affirm. But we have the power and the might of God to lean on. And that power and strength is right beside us, right with us, and right inside of us. So these are some good words from Sarah Hornsby from her book, At the Name of Jesus. Jesus is the Almighty. He has absolute power over all. As I ask God to speak to me, I hear him say, "All power has been given to Jesus in heaven and on earth. Let him establish his power in you today. Let him take every fear and burden of your life. He is able to do great things in you, for you, and through you today." And Kurt read the scripture from 2 Corinthians when the Apostle Paul talks about the fact that he had some kind of affliction, which he called a thorn in the flesh. And maybe it was a physical ailment. We really don't know what it was. But whatever it was, he prayed to God for release of that ailment. But it wasn't taken away. And instead, as Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, "But God said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses,